Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There are new developments emerging out of Gaza, talk of elections, municipal elections, but obviously it raises fundamental questions. Is Hamas dismantled? If so, who is going to be running, and what are the candidates saying about the future of the region? Joining us now is Dr. Michael Barak. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. A very, very good morning. Great to have you with us. Can you give us an overview as to what it looks like in Gaza for at the moment with regard to these potential elections?
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me. So let's say that this is maybe an historical moment, because elections in Gaza and the West Bank happened only 20 years ago. So we are talking on a long period.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, actually, there is no real competition between the different sectors of the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian territories. We see that only Fatah political list are running to the elections. Now in Gaza, if we speak about Gaza, there is only one region in Gaza, which is called Deir el-Balah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only region that is supposed to have elections on Saturday. The rest will be in the West Bank. We can find, for example, in the West Bank, Christians, women, who are running in a political mm-hmm. in political list, but the question why now, I think, and what is the meaning of that? So actually, as I see it, and also some Arab analysts, the Arabic media, Abu Mazen, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, wants to show to the UN and the international community, and also to the Arab states, that the Palestinian Authority is willing to have a real and deep reform inside the Palestinian Authority, because there are discussions and talks who will be the next authority in Gaza when it will be rehabilitated. And the Palestinian Authority is one of the main actors that's supposed to be the main authority in Gaza. After there will be arrangements and the contracts, but so the Abu Mazen wants to show to the world that the Palestinian Authority is willing to do such a reform, that the Palestinian Authority is a legitimate actor that is able to carry on and to manage the basic needs of the life of the people in Gaza and the West Bank. Now there is criticism mm-hmm. about this process. Because it's not a really competition between all the segments of the Palestinian society. We see that only Fatah members are running to the elections. We don't see any Hamas members that are running participating in this election. It's good for Israel, also it's good for Abu Mazen, but Hamas is not happy from the idea that only Fatah will run to these elections, and he calls for boycotting the elections in the West Bank, for example. But we can still find that Hamas members have established political lists, political groups that are participating in these elections, but in other names. They don't want to expose that they belong to Hamas. They just say that they are in independent list, but they have links to Hamas. So there is a concern and a fear that to the ranks of the let's say leading to, that in inside the ranks of the next nominated or elected politicians, there will be also Hamas members, and Hamas actually will get back to power through the back door, through the political process. So this is something that Israel doesn't want, also Abu Mazen. And
I mean, these are, just to be clear, these are municipal elections. So it's we haven't seen government elections, am I right?
Yeah, no, it's government. This is for the local municipalities. Like, it's not for, you know, to the general, to the leader, to the leadership, or to the leading the Palestinian Authority. It's only municipalities. It's also a message to the local people that Abu Mazen is willing to improve the assistance and the help and the supplying of the basic needs of the local people, like education, sewer, water, whatever. It's only, you know, this is a these are the elections for the local municipalities.
So what does it mean, though, if as you say, that potentially Hamas comes in again now? Because there certainly hasn't been, from what we understand, a very free environment in the Gaza area. We know Hamas is still in control of some of the areas. That makes it less likely that others will be able to stand on, in a free and fair way, and that the elections would be anything other than coerced.
Yeah, but in Gaza now, it's in, the elections are running only in one region, Deir Balakh. So this is a region which is still under the influence of IDF.
Ah, okay, I missed that. I didn't quite get that. Okay, yeah. So this is in that region. So that can be, it can be better, but it can be more fair in terms of the process. Does this really signal that the PA is reforming, or is this window dressing?
No, it's only a cosmetic change, I think, you know, only to show to the world that that there is a goodwill inside the Palestinian Authority to change things for good and in favor of the local people, in order, first of all, to encourage investment inside the PA, bless you, and also to shut the mouth, shout the criticism inside the Arab world that the Palestinian Authority is frozen, and actually to show that the PA is willing and have the will to have reform, and also enjoys the support of the people. It's only cosmetic change. It's not, you know, it's not a real one. And by the way, there is not all of the Fatah members are going to be represented in these elections. We have to remember there is one of the main competitors of one of the main rivals of Abu Mazen is Mahmoud Dahlan. Mahmoud Dahlan has a big support inside Fatah, but because Abu Mazen doesn't like him, so Dahlan today is living in Egypt. He's moving between Egypt to the UAE, and he has a presence inside Gaza mainly in Gaza. But his people are not represented in these elections because Abu Mazen is not interested that his competitor will get inside the political arena again.
So is there in reality any point in following these elections? Will it tell us anything?
Again, only to signal to the international community that the PA is having a big legitimacy among the local people, and that it's willing to be the next boss in Gaza, that they are willing to play the game. That's it. I don't think it's very significant in these elections, or more cosmetic.
Very, very interesting. That is where we leave it. Thank you. Thank you, as always. Fascinating conversation. And it really is, we need to understand the context. We need to understand what this means and what it doesn't mean. That's Dr. Michael Barak, senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism.